The satellite view of the blue planet Earth at dusk, its night lights visible from space. Monumental metallic lettering spelling the word universal encircles the globe, settling in front of it. www.universalstudios.com. Barbie Entertainment presents.
Sometimes I'm blending like a book on a shelf. Sometimes I wear my jeans like everyone else. There's millions of chameleons blending in all around. Sometimes I wanna be found. Cause there is so much more to me. More than I could ever show. If you wanna fly with me, there is one thing I got to know. Can you keep a secret?
Crowds are gathered outside of a movie theater lit up with neon lights. A reporter is stood on the red carpet.
Tracy Glinger here at the premiere of Barbie's latest movie, where top stylist Taylor and Carrie are sharing their secrets for dressing a superstar. Taylor, Carrie,
I can sum it up in one word, Tracy. Crystal!
Crystal?
Look, it's Crystal! Let's say hi. It's been forever. Carrie, I'm on camera. Carrie!
Taylor pulls her away.
Wait! What about the one word?
That one word is Raquel.
Raquel, hello! I'm here with Barbie's co-star, the one and only Raquel. Raquel, we're so thrilled you could make it.
No, oh, I wouldn't miss it, Tracy. It gives me a chance to keep in touch with all my adoring fans.
Signs an autograph.
Hey, that's for Barbie!
Chucks the pen.
You know, Tracy, the best part of this movie was working with
Barbie!
The reporter rushes over to a black limo. Its license plate says Barbie.
I did not say Barbie! A great script is what I was going to say. You can edit that together so I come off looking good, right?
Her long black hair cascading down her back, Raquel rests a hand on her hip and glowers at the cameraman as he heads over to the limo as well. Long-haired Barbie steps out of the limo in a strapless pink and purple dress.
Tracy,
that dress is gorgeous on you.
Raquel glowers.
Can you take a few steps so we can see it in action?
Of course. Carrie and Taylor are geniuses.
Steps on the back of the dress. Carrie and Taylor rush over, a long slit now in the back of Barbie's dress.
I love it. It's so light, so breezy.
It just got a lot breezier.
Barbie! You promised you'd come to me for a touch-up before you go on camera. We stylists are so demanding. This way!
They lead her away, leaving the reporter staring blankly at the camera.
This is Tracy Klinger, live at the Sunset. Back to you, Ryan.
Stood to the side of the cinema's entrance.
I can't believe Raquel purposely ripped my dress.
No worries.
Barbie's back turned. Taylor snaps her finger, then guides a pink sparkling beam of light down the rip.
Good as new.
What? What do you mean?
See for yourself. Ta-da!
Oh, you two are lifesavers. But how did you do that?
Look! Here comes Ken!
Hey, the premiere's about to start. Is everything okay?
Everything's great.
Turning to Carrie and Taylor.
I don't know how you did it, but I totally owe you. Lunch at Wally's tomorrow? Sold like half-price glitter flats. Now go see your movie.
Taking Ken's arm, they wave to the crowd. Barbie's outfit made up of a hot pink sleeveless top and long purple skirt. The two stylists do a special handshake that sparkles.
I saw that.
Crystal! Sit with us in the movie?
I have to go back. Fashion pictures. For Princess Graciela.
Enjoy the movie.
Okay, great to see you.
Green-eyed Crystal smiles after them.
Yes, you too.
Dressed in a unique green and pink outfit, she opens out an otherworldly jeweled camera. She takes several pictures of Barbie, Ken, and Raquel. A hologram image of Raquel is presented to a hot pink-haired woman.
So, what do you think?
Crystal, it's just a human movie premiere.
She sips purple liquid from a golden-stemmed glass. Crystal smirks as she places the empty glass down. As the woman's eyes turn violet, Raquel shows a hologram of Ken.
Wait! Who is that?
He's beautiful.
Oh, I don't know. Just someone at the premiere, I guess.
I'm in love with him. I must marry him.
Raquel smirks.
Completely understandable, princess. Consider him all yours.
With a smile, she turns and leaves, rainbow lights with the white cutout form of a fairy at its center. A green car parks outside of a seaside restaurant with a large red sign on it that reads Wally's. Inside, Ken, Barbie, Carrie, and Taylor are sat in a booth.
Barbie, last night's movie was incredible. You and comedy are like a miniskirt and knee-high boots. Perfect together.
No! You prefer ankle boots?
No. Brain freeze.
Ooh, bummer.
Eating Barbie's ice cream, he shushes the girls.
You are such a thief!
Carrie and Taylor smile at them.
I don't know what you're talking about. En garde!
Gonfle d'eau!
They fence with their spoons.
Yeah. Hey, Barbie.
Raquel sidles up.
Fun time last night. Great to see you ripping things up.
Barbie's blue eyes squint, and Raquel mimes and mouths, "Call me," to Ken.
That's it.
Where are you going?
To stick up for myself. What she did last night is so not okay. And I'm gonna call her on it.
Wow. Raquel's been sniping at Barbie for ages, but Barbie's never told her off. Is it bad that I totally want to watch?
Race you to the door.
Leaving their sundaes, they follow her out. Wearing knee-high pink boots, Barbie spots Raquel rounding a corner in the car park and follows.
Raquel, we need to talk.
Really? Whatever about?
I can't believe you purposely ripped my dress.
You're right. I can't believe you put your dress under my shoe.
You wanted me to look bad.
You don't need me for that.
Raquel, this has to stop.
There he is, princess.
You're perfect.
She instructs two fairies to fly down and grab Ken.
What? Hey!
We're going to get married.
What?
Back to the palace.
Hey!
Ken!
Let me down!
Let him go!
They soar high above Wally's.
Crystal, what's going on?
Huh? You heard her. A wedding. Isn't that beautiful? Gotta fly.
Wearing shiny pink leggings over her short green dress, Fairy Crystal follows after the princess.
Very high.
As Ken squirms in the arms of the two fairies, Carrie and Taylor spin on the spot in a flash of rainbow colors and sprout wings. With a wave of her hands, the princess opens up a fairy-shaped portal in the sky.
Hey, I can see my house from here.
They fly Ken through.
Princess Graciela, stop!
Stay away!
You do not get to spoil my wedding day.
As Graciela fly through the portal, Carrie and Taylor glance worriedly at each other, and Crystal merely shrugs, then flies in after her. Carrie and Taylor rush to the portal.
No! Oh, she closed the portals!
Barbie and Raquel watch mouths agape as Carrie and Taylor fly down and with a twirl lose their wings.
The fairy phone.
Taylor reaches into her purple purse.
Now,
No.
Yes!
She pulls out a skateboard and toaster before finding a butterfly-shaped foam, which she hands to Carrie, who opens it by pulling on the wings.
You flew!
What are you?
I don't know what you're talking about. It must have been a trick of the light.
A trick of the light? You just busted out wings and flew.
With four other girls. And they took Ken with them? How can that be a trick of the light?
It can't. But that's what the fairy handbook says we're supposed to say if we're caught.
The fairy handbook? What's that?
It's a handbook for fairies and...
The girls glance at each other on Carrie's slip.
I mean, Taylor, this isn't going very well.
Ugh, too many apps.
Hey, hold on. What do you mean, fairy handbook?
A way to go to Signal.
Nope, lost it.
Did I say fairy? I meant dairy handbook. Never can tell when you'll need to make cheese.
The girls give each other incredulous looks.
Taylor, little help here.
I've got three paws. Everyone freeze.
A map on a fairy phone.
Got it. Carrie, forget it. We can't give them an excuse after what they saw. Barbie, Raquel, it's time you learned the fairy secret. Carrie and I are fairies. So are those other girls.
Okay.
You see us all the time. You just don't realize it because we keep our wings hidden. We come from Los Angeles and we're...
Whoa. Los Angeles?
Oh, I so get this now. We're being pranked.
Pranked? The studio must have set this up to promote our new movie. Where are the cameras? Can we do another take? I'll give you way more in another take.
This isn't a stunt. We're real fairies. I'm a shoe fairy, Carrie's a purse fairy, and Ken's in real danger.
What kind of danger?
Humans can visit Los Angeles, but Princess Graciella said she was marrying Ken. And if a human comes to Los Angeles and marries a fairy, that human has to stay in Los Angeles forever.
Fairy law.
So if you're real, then Ken really is in trouble. How do we save him?
We?
Yeah, we. Ken is my friend, too.
How? We go shopping!
Holds up the fairy phone, which has a picture of a glass-walled building on it. In Los Angeles, the princess and her entourage come through a fairy portal in the tall, yellow, flower-like royal residence. Ah! Crystal positions herself with a camera.
Okay, first couple picture. Get together and say, fairies!
Fairies!
Graciella smiling to camera and puckering up to a horrified Ken.
Love it.
Look, will you guys let me go already?
As you wish, darling.
The princess blowing a magical kiss, a shimmering hammock appears.
Gentle with my fiancé.
What? Whoa. Look, I don't know who you are or what you are, but you've made a mistake. I'm not marrying anyone. I'm...
Zane!
You!
A barrel-chested, black-haired fairy dressed all in purple points down to Ken, who feebly points at his own chest in confusion. Crystal takes pictures as Zane soars up into the air.
Hi, Zane.
Lands in front of Ken.
You thief! Whoa! You plan to steal my love, Princess Graciella?
No.
Yes. I'm going to marry...
What's your name, sweetie?
Ken.
Kent!
Ken!
He's the love of my life, and we're marrying at sundown.
What?
Crystal smirks.
So, you think you're man enough to marry my Graciella?
No. Wait, I mean, sure, I'm man enough.
Zane glares.
No. I don't want to marry Graciella. I'm in love with someone else.
Kevin! How could you say such a thing? And on our wedding day?
Oh, come on, don't cry. It's Ken. And look, I don't even know you.
You dare besmirch the honor of the loveliest flower in Los Angeles?
No! There's no besmirching. I would never besmirch. I don't even know what that means. Can one of you pinch me? Because I'd really like to believe I'm dreaming right now, and...
Ow!
A fairy guard pinches him.
I challenge you to a duel. We will fight to see who's more worthy of Graciella's love.
A duel for my hand? That's so romantic.
We'll have it right before the wedding.
No! No, we won't! I don't want a duel with you.
So you think my love, Graziella, isn't worthy of a duel? You assault me, sir!
I'm sorry. Believe me, it's not my intention to.
And for that insult, I challenge you to a duel.
Again?
So, you think I'm not bold enough for two duels? Then for that, I challenge you to a third duel.
Oh, why not? I wasn't doing anything after the second one anyway.
Attendants, gather weapons and help them prepare.
They're both handed a long, purple-topped staff.
Goodbye, my darling. I'll see you at the duel.
You're leaving me here? With him?
Oh, don't worry. He won't hurt you.
Oh, okay, good.
Not until the duel.
Ken gawks and Zane punches a fist into his hand.
And even if you get completely pounded and pelted and pummeled, I promise I'll still marry you. So, there's really no losing, is there, Glenn?
Mwah. Kisses his cheek, making Zane growl.
Wait! Graziella!
He chases after the princess, but Glass closes up behind her.
Ah! My nose! On my wedding day, too. Oh, what am I saying? Graziella!
Let me out of here!
He pounds on the large sphere of glass to no effect. Back in Los Angeles, the fairies and rival movie stars are inside the glass-walled shopping mall, Raquel holding a tall pile of dresses.
Raquel, come on!
On my way!
Taylor and Carrie said just to grab something so we blend in. We're not actually trying things on.
I know, but these all look so cute. I bet Ken would flip for me in this purple one on top. What do you think?
Barbie shoots her a look.
What?
Raquel simply shrugs her shoulders and follows the fairies to a counter.
May I help you?
Yes. We'd like your best fitting room, please.
Right this way.
The fairies each cross their thumbs over and wiggle their fingers, sparkles emitting. The sales assistant nods at the secret hand signal and leads them to a changing room.
You want this one.
Barbie grimaces.
But this looks like it's being used.
Doesn't it? Haven't you noticed there's one stall in every fitting room that's always closed, even though no one's ever in it?
Yes! That's a fairy thing?
Right! A fairy flyway.
So that means the fitting room attendant is...
Yes, a fairy!
Can we go in already, like, before these clothes go out of style?
Let's do it!
A sparkling dress hanging on the door, they all pile into the one changing room.
Okay, I got it!
Raquel, the last in with her teetering pile of clothing, the assistant closes the door and only their heeled feet are visible under the door. In a bright white flash of sparkles, they vanish, the clothing falling to the ground. They reappear through a shimmering fairy portal on a large iron structure. The sky full of stars, lights glow in the buildings below.
Where are we?
No, we can't be. Is this Paris?
We're at the tippy top of the Eiffel Tower.
A full moon shines down.
We are. We're in Paris. But how?
The flyway. Flyways are fairy shortcuts to spots all over the globe.
Great. Some reason you decide to take us to a spot with no safety rail?
We had to come to Paris. It's home to the one Los Angeles door Graziella couldn't lock, the personal portal of Liliana Roxel.
Liliana Roxel, the famous fashion editor? I know her.
Name dropper.
I'm not dropping names. I'm just saying I know her. She came to a fashion show at my Aunt Millicent's.
She's also the oldest and wisest fairy living in the human world.
Want to see her again?
Sure. But, how are we going to get down? The elevator doesn't even go up this high.
Who said anything about an elevator?
Twirling into a burst of rainbow colors, they grow wings.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. No plane, no fly.
You'll love it. Honest.
What if people see us? I thought that wasn't okay. Fairy law, right?
It's dark, and we're not flying far. No one will see us.
You're sure you can do this?
I'm a shoe fairy. The more fabulous my shoes, the stronger my magic. Check these babies.
Pink platform high heels with ribbon ties.
If I had to trust my life to one pair of shoes, it would be those.
They give me enough magic so we can fly together when you hold my hand.
And my purse comes with flying power and a matching belt.
Ready?
Brown-haired Carrie offers Raquel her hand.
Whoa.
Barbie nods and takes Taylor's hand. They lift up into the air.
Oh, no! Wait!
Her hands sparkling, Carrie takes hold of Raquel's, and they soar down the length of the Eiffel Tower before gliding over Paris. They gaze wide-eyed.
We're flying! We're really flying!
Oh, and look! How beautiful! This is definitely the way to see Paris!
Hold on!
Back in Los Angeles...
Len! I heard your horrible scream! Did Zane start the duel early and hurt you?
No! Your attendants put me in armor that's way too tight. I don't suppose you have a can opener handy, do you?
A fairy attendant flies over.
Ah! Ow!
And plonks a golden winged helmet onto his head. Back in Paris, Carrie, Taylor, Barbie, and Raquel soar along the Seine River, passing by Notre Dame Cathedral. Barbie and Raquel gaze around, eyes full of wonder as they carry on down the river, whizzing under a bridge. Flying low over the water, their reflections visible, they trail their hands in it.
I know Liliana lives in this neighborhood.
They fly up higher.
That must be it.
A triangular-shaped building appears with a large circular glass dome structure on its corner facing the river. Flying closer, colorful patterns are visible on the dome. They land on a nearby balcony.
Miss Roxelle?
A woman in a smart white skirt suit approaches the ornate glass French doors.
Ah, enchantée. Barbie?
Hi, Miss Roxelle.
Ah, fairies. Carrie and Taylor, oui?
Oui.
Ahem.
Raquel steps forward.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Apparently not.
Ms. Roxelle, we have a problem, and Carrie and Taylor thought you might be able to help.
Perhaps I can. Come in.
She gracefully opens out her arms, inviting them in. Later, sat at a floating table in the glass dome.
So Princess Graciella flew off with Ken and said she'd marry him?
And closed all the portals, except yours, of course.
Of course. And of course I'll let you use it. But you might need something more. Did you notice the color of Graciella's eyes?
Yes, violet. The perfect match to a sweet pair of boots I bought last week.
Violet? But Graciella has blue eyes.
Aha! Then she has taken the love potion.
A love potion?
Liliana sprouts wings and flies to a hidden cupboard.
The potion adds a little red, the color of love, to the eyes. The red turns blue eyes purple, and that's how you can tell. I used to dabble in matchmaking, so I might still have... Oui! Not much left, but enough for one dose. Here, release this mist directly above Graciella so it can rain down on her. That will break the potion spell.
Thank you.
Let's go!
Whoa!
Nice catch. I think you two are good friends, yes? You seem to work well together.
We do?
Oui, you do.
Embarrassed, they let their hands drop.
Now come, I'll take you to my portal.
They walk past several pairs of ornate French doors.
Rodeo Drive? Fifth Avenue? Shanghai? Are these all fairy flyways?
To my favorite shopping spots for those times when I just can't wait.
I so know that feeling.
You're not going with them, are you? I thought you were banned from Los Angeles.
You know? You are?
We are. Why?
It's a long story, but we're going back anyway.
But you face years in the dungeons if you're caught.
Friends stick together, especially when things are rough.
Exactly. Barbie has always helped us, so we're going to help her and Raquel. Is it still okay if we use your portal?
But of course.
Golden grates of a purple elevator open.
Going up.
Going up? But how? We're in the penthouse. There's no such thing as up.
Like there's no such thing as fairies?
Exactement.
Barbie glances at Raquel, who's mocking her.
Take care, Liliana. Nice shoes.
See you soon.
We really appreciate it.
Bye, Liliana. Thank you.
Bonne chance. Be careful.
Barbie, Raquel, welcome to Los Angeles.
Colorful, oddly shaped platforms float on several levels.
It's incredible. Oh, I can't believe it's real.
I can't believe it's so high in the air. How far down is the ground?
Ground?
Yeah, the ground. I mean, if I fell, I wouldn't just keep falling forever, right? Sooner or later, I'd hit the...
As Carrie shakes her head, Raquel looks over the edge.
Oh, there's no ground.
That's okay. We'll just hold on to Carrie and Taylor, like before.
On a rescue mission? Too risky. If there's trouble, you might have to fly on your own.
Yeah, see? No problem. We'll just fly on our own. We can't fly on our own.
Yet. Oh, goody! We get to go to Wings and Things!
When humans need some fairy bling, fly them down to Wings and Things!
Barbie smiles, but Raquel is less than certain. Taking the fairy's hands, they rocket up to another floating part of Los Angeles, eyes wide and looking around at all times.
Okay, now I'm getting worried about the no ground thing.
I know, right?
Wait until you experience the elevator.
The elevator? What's the...
They're pulled into a white whirlwind tunnel and sucked higher up the city.
Not sure. Maybe if I can go back and get my stomach, I'll ask it.
Loads of fairies fly about doing their daily business. One even walking her fairy dog. Others at a cafe.
Three half cows to go. The sparkle dispensers even have wings. The fairy dog owner is dragged after her fairy dog, who's chasing a fairy cat.
Look! Wings and Things!
Taylor spots the wing shop, a large curved purple building. A magical fairy door opens up as they approach. Now inside, they watch a yellow-winged fairy sorting stock.
Hi, Rena.
Carrie! Taylor! Oh! My favorite fashion fairies! Princess Graciela had you banned! Fairy law says I should call the palace guards on you right now!
Will you?
Oh, of course not! But be careful. Princess Graciela's a passion fairy. Her emotions are incredibly powerful, especially when she's angry. Nothing is stronger.
Our love is strong, Arena.
Truer words were never spoken. So, How can I help you?
We need some wings for our human friends.
Hi, I'm Barbie.
I'm Raquel.
Hi, I'm Rena. That's my husband, Graylin. I'm a human like you girls, but I fell for him the minute I arrived in Los Angeles and didn't think twice about staying here forever.
Forever? You really can't go back once you've married a fairy? Never?
Nope, never. But who needs it?
She flies to Graylin.
When you're with the one you truly love, that's home.
I bet Princess Graciella's new husband feels the same way.
New husband? You mean they're already married?
Oh, no, no, no. Not until sunset.
Oh, sunset. Great.
Oh, but you're not here to gossip about fairy business. You're here for wings! And I have the perfect pair for each of you.
She grabs a pink pair.
Oh, yes.
And then a light purple pair.
Oh. Yes.
As she places them on Barbie's back, they attach. And on Raquel.
Well, tell me you love them.
I do love them. Thank you. They're incredible.
How do they work?
You just think about what you want the wings to do, and they'll do it.
Barbie concentrates. As does Raquel, Barbie lifts off the ground. Jealous, Raquel leaps up out of control. Hitting the wing display, she falls, wings raining down on her.
I meant to do that.
It's getting close to sundown, so I think we have to fly.
Thank you, Rena. Goodbye.
Thanks, Rena.
Goodbye, Graylin.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Happy royal wedding day. Oh,
Graylin and Rena smile at them.
Think you can try it for real?
Outside the shop, Barbie and Raquel look over the platform edge, uncertain. Their eyes widen at the endless downward expanse.
I'll do it if you do it.
On three.
One. Two. Three! Whoa! Whoa!
The wind buffeting Raquel, Barbie smiles as they come upon an area filled with giant flowers, and she whizzes around a tall, skinny pink, purple, and red one. As she falls on one, Raquel is flung forward.
We're rocking it, Raquel!
No, you're rocking it, Barbie! Do you have to rub it in that you're naturally brilliant at everything?
What? Raquel, I...
So now we have wings. How do we find Ken?
Raquel?
What? Don't you want to find him?
You know I do. I'm sure Graciella took him to the palace. The highest point in Los Angeles.
Whoa. That is very high. Oh!
Want to hold my hand to make it easier?
No thanks. If Barbie can do it, I can do it.
Whoa! Raquel flies upwards. Followed by Barbie.
We have to hurry. Wedding's at sunset.
Nearly at the top of Los Angeles, the final towering structure has several streams of waterfalls falling over its edges. A three-pronged yellow flower structure at the top. Inside, Ken is flanked by two fairy guards. The three stand on a golden sphere on the floor, which starts to rise upwards, coming to a stop in a large golden domed space. Several more golden platforms float at different levels.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fairy handbook requires a duel, and I have paused my wedding preparations to attend the first phase. Trial by fire!
Fire? As in hot roasted Ken?
No, not real fire. It's a round of dueling to prove our strength. If one of us isn't strong enough for a full duel, he'll be eliminated.
Define eliminated.
Don't worry, Trent. Crystal's taking lots of pictures, so we'll know how to rebuild you if we need to.
Ah!
Crystal snaps photos.
Duelists, stand before me and face one another.
Zane, you don't have to duel for Graciella. I'm sure there are all kinds of other fairies who would love to be your girlfriend. Me, for example.
Stand back!
Crystal stares doe-eyed at the barrel-chested Zane as he approaches Ken, towering over him.
Deploy wings!
Flexing his chest, large blue wings pop out of his back, making Raquel swoon and fall over backwards. The princess yawns pointedly at Zane, and Ken flexes his chest. Tiny pink wings.
Really?
It was the only clip-on pair we had.
Turn back to back, and in 5 paces, you each do your best magic spell.
They turn back to back and walk forward a pace at a time on Graciella's count.
5.
Magic spell? I don't know any magic spells.
4.
None.
3.
No!
2. We'll do a wonderful job rebuilding you, darling.
What?
1. Begin!
Zane conjures a pink orb.
See my thumb?
Zane balks as Ken does lame magic.
Now look! I'm pulling it off! Look at that! Amazing, right?
That's just your other thumb!
Is it? Is it, or am I really pulling off my thumb?
No! It's your other thumb! You're bending one down and folding your fingers over the other.
But doesn't it look a little magic?
No, it doesn't! This is a madness! How can you possibly want this human more than me?
She rolls her eyes.
Forget the duel. Just call off the wedding. And let's go back to the way we were.
Yes! Listen to Zane. He's a smart, smart man.
Zane, deploy your magic.
She leans on an arm looking bored as Zane conjures another orb. Ken flips in a circle.
Whoa, that's sparkly!
He looks at his wings.
Oh!
He cartwheels to avoid 2 hits from Zane. He kicks away orbs, then moonwalks out of the way. Leaning backwards, his 4 orbs float overhead. He casually crosses a leg over his knee, his head resting in his hands. Applauding, Graciella flies down.
That was incredible, Dennis. I must admit, after the wimpy wings and your pathetic magic, I almost called off the duel. But now you've shown you can handle it as well as any fairy in Los Angeles.
What? No! No, wait, I...
Go to your corners and prepare for the second phase of the duel.
As Graciella flies away, Zane turns and follows. Flying away with him, Crystal rests a hand on the hunky fairy's shoulder, and Ken hangs his head. Meanwhile, the newly winged girls follow Carrie and Taylor. Barbie grabs hold of a falling Raquel.
There it is, the palace.
Barbie points straight upwards.
Watch out, turbulence!
The wind whipping them about, Barbie and Raquel knock heads and fall.
Barbie! Raquel!
They rise up, each on different colored winged horses.
Hey, look what we found. Or what found us.
Oh, you found the Pegaponies.
Amazing. They're known for being extremely shy. They only come out around people they like.
Really? Aw, thank you. I'm honored.
Me too.
I'm thinking, maybe we could ride to the palace?
Yes! Can we?
Oh, I'd love it! Let's! That is, if any of you would be willing to give Taylor and me a ride.
A turquoise and blue one fly down to them.
Ready?
Let's do it!
Carrie and Taylor leading the way, they head upwards. Bands of purple, yellow, and pink light encircle Los Angeles. The sun shining brightly against them, the group near the castle, small pink and green swirls of wind in their path.
What happened? Are you okay?
They won't go any further.
because of those swirl nadirs. Incredibly treacherous wind currents used to protect the palace. Even the most expert flyer will lose her balance and fall if she gets caught in one.
Graciella must have just activated them to secure the wedding.
How do fairies get past them?
I don't know.
Barbie thinks.
Raquel can do it.
She can? I can?
You can. No one handles horses like you. If anyone can lead us through the swirlnados, it's you.
How do you know I'm good with horses?
Are you kidding? We were in riding camp together the summer after 10th grade. You were incredible.
I didn't think you even noticed I was there.
You put shaving cream in my riding helmet.
Well, yeah, but I mean other than that.
You were the best rider there, and horses trust you. If you lead the way, I know we can make it to the palace in time to save Ken.
But if I mess up and we get caught by one of those swirlnados...
I don't believe that will happen. If you lead, I'll follow.
Me too!
I will too!
Blue-eyed Raquel considers, then looks up at the swirlnados.
Okay, let's do it. But stay close. I want your three ponies right behind mine. Don't be scared. I promise you we can get through safely. We just have to work together. Okay, little guy?
Side saddle on a pink Pegapony, Raquel stares seriously up at the imposing swirlnados.
Now!
They head out in a long line, Barbie on a purple Pegapony behind Raquel. They swoop around a large swirlnado and carry on climbing, Raquel expertly guiding her winged steed past the obstacles. With a determined grimace, she leads them over a small pool of water, the Megapony's hooves cantering over its surface. With a sweeping hand motion, Raquel leads them on, ducking around more swirlnados. Barbie holds on tightly as they're buffeted by the strong winds.
We're almost through!
Raquel scowls determinedly as she encourages the Pegaponies onwards before they gently touch down on a shiny golden surface.
Amazing!
Thanks. And thanks for believing I could. And thank you.
Later, hidden behind some plants, they spy a group of fairies overhead and some guards at the entrance to the palace.
So, now we need to get into the palace and find Ken. Exactly. But first, we need to get past the palace fairies. We need a good disguise.
I'm on it.
She pulls out a purple hat.
No.
And a paper fan.
No.
I hope you don't mind my asking, but why were you banned?
Yeah, I was wondering that too. What did you do?
Absolutely nothing. We didn't do anything.
Oh, come on. You must have done something.
If we did, we don't know what it is. We used to be friends with Princess Graciella. Then, out of nowhere, she proclaimed we betrayed her and she banned us.
Which is fine. If that's the way she wants to be, she can keep Los Angeles. Once we save Ken, we'll stay in the human world for good. How do we look? Well...
Barbie looks up and sees a group of similarly dressed fairies.
Do you have any chef outfits in your purse?
Oh...
Now wearing white chef's hats and smocks, Carrie and Taylor also in dark sunglasses, they approach the entrance carrying food.
Halt! Are those fairy cakes?
Yes.
With buttercream icing?
Yes. Want one?
Mm. You may go.
He happily munches on a fairy cake. Now inside the palace's vaulted entrance chamber.
We made it. So where do you think Princess Graciella would hide?
Barbie looks up.
Ken!
Then quickly flies upwards towards the duel.
Bravo, my love! May your agility be passed on to our children!
Our what?
Zane charges down at him. Ken leaps, his tiny wings flapping feebly. He pulls himself up onto a platform. Barbie and the gang land at the entrance to the main chamber.
What are you doing? Come up here and fight like a fairy.
I'm not a fairy. Besides, have you seen these wings? No one could fly with these wings.
Stop!
Holds out her hand.
Interference! Come on!
Barbie! And you've got wings too?
Raquel, Carrie, and Taylor fly up.
Who dares interrupt my royal duel?
Barbie, the antidote, miss, now!
Barbie pulls the bottle out of her back pocket and flies up.
Free! I can't move! None of us can!
What did you do to them? Barbie, are you okay?
Don't touch her! She's nothing to you. You're marrying me, Kyle.
It's Ken. You don't even know my name. Why would we get married?
Because she's under a love potion spell.
What? Have you lost your wings?
Look in the mirror. Your eyes aren't blue anymore. They're violet. That's the sign of the potion.
Graciella, you're under a love potion. This all makes sense.
You don't realize what you're doing. Let me help. Unfreeze me and I'll remove the spell.
Don't listen to her, Graciella. She just wants to steal your fiancé.
Why are you encouraging this?
Because Crystal is in love with you. That's why she wants Graciella to marry someone else. And why she gave Graciella the love potion.
Crystal? Is that true?
Squirming, Crystal spots Taylor's strappy heels.
Those shoes. I know those shoes. Princess Graciella, those fairies are Taylor and Carrie.
I knew I should have gone with the pumps. Attendance!
Their sunglasses and chef's hats are whipped off.
It is you. And you're still trying to betray me. This time by ruining my wedding.
And spreading lies about me.
No! Graciella!
Enough! You're liars, you and your friends! I banished you before, but now you'll feel the full force of my wrath!
Swinging her arms out wide and then over her head, Graciella hits them with a double blast of pink sparkling light. A round pink cage forming around them, she also magics a cage around Raquel and Barbie.
Barbie! Raquel! What did you do to them?
I put them in fury spheres. The walls are made of pure anger, impervious to force.
Mi amore, you're going too far. What they're saying is true.
Enough, or I'll make a fury sphere for you as well.
Zane backs away sheepishly.
Are you okay?
We're fine. Well, fine-ish.
Let them go. I'll marry you if I have to. Just let them go.
You'll marry me either way.
Still frozen, Ken is pulled towards her and forced onto one knee. She sprinkles sparkles on his face.
Princess Graciella, would you do me the honor of being my bride?
She magics his words.
That wasn't me! I didn't say that!
But you did, my love, and I will be your bride. Right now. The duel is off! Kirby and I have a wedding to attend!
Barbie stares sadly from the fury sphere.
Wish you could join us, but you have an appointment in the dungeon.
With a wave of Graciella's hand, the spheres glow and start floating away.
Ken!
No! Barbie!
Shall we?
She heads out with the frozen Ken, Zane watching on.
Girls can be so fickle, can't they?
Crystal smirks at Zane, who looks back to where his love, Graciella, has gone. Later, fairies gather inside the royal residence. Ken is stood on a large round golden platform in a white tuxedo, his hands tied behind his back and golden chains wrapped around him, secured with a heart padlock. An officiant stood next to him glances away.
Think of it this way, Zane. Soon it will all be over, and you'll be free to heal your heart with someone else.
Zane rolls his eyes. Ken struggles against the chains as Graciella approaches in a white wedding dress, a bouquet of pink flowers in hand.
Need to break these chains of love.
Down in the dungeon, the two pink fury spheres float above a large curved purple floor.
There has to be a way out of here! Carrie, what do you have in your purse? Maybe this will give Graciella something to chew on.
Wind up toy teeth. They break and fall away.
Ooh, now we've got her on the ropes.
She ties a rope to the sphere and pulls hard. But falls backwards.
Yes, I think this time I've got a home run.
Enough! It was going to be a baseball bat, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead and give it a try.
Raquel rests her forehead in her hand.
I think it's hopeless. No magic from the fabulous shoes?
Not against a fury sphere.
Then it's over. I can't believe we failed.
As Barbie sits and hangs her head, Raquel sits down next to her.
No, you did everything you possibly could. We all did.
But it wasn't good enough. Now we're caught in a dungeon, and even if we do get out one day, Ken will be married and stuck in Los Angeles forever.
Barbie's head bowed. Raquel thinks for a moment.
Are you laughing?
I'm sorry. It's just, if you told me yesterday that we'd be stuck in a tiny cage together for who knows how long, I'd have sworn we would have killed each other. But now, I'm not happy we're stuck, but the being with you part, I actually don't mind it.
I'd have said the same thing. But now, if I have to be stuck in a tiny cage with someone, I'm actually glad it's you.
Raquel frowns.
I mean that in the good way. Why has it always been so bad between us? I feel like from the minute we met, you've always had it in for me.
Are you kidding? It's the total opposite. The minute we met, you decided I wasn't good enough for you.
What? Why would I do that?
Because you're the queen of the school. You're pretty, you're smart, you're popular, you're talented. I totally wanted to be your friend, but you weren't interested. You never said a word to me, and you certainly never invited me to eat lunch with you.
Invited you to eat lunch with me? Every time I smiled at you, you glared and turned away.
Yeah, because I knew you didn't like me.
I didn't even know you. You wouldn't say two words to me.
Because I was shy. And maybe I was a little insecure. Maybe I am a little insecure sometimes. So maybe when I thought you didn't like me, I started being mean to you so I'd be the one doing the rejecting.
Raquel.
Remember I said maybe.
Then maybe I should have tried harder to be your friend. I really wanted to. When you first came to school, I was dying to get to know you.
You're kidding.
We were in acting class, and you seemed so confident and talented. I thought it would be great to be your friend. But then you were so distant, and then mean. I figured you just didn't like me. I definitely should have tried harder. You were the one in a new place. I should have been the one to reach out. I'm sorry I never invited you to sit with me at lunch. I should have.
Thanks. And I'm sorry I glared at you and turned away so much and acted mean. Do you think we can be friends?
I think we are friends.
They hug, Carrie and Taylor smiling at them from their adjacent fury sphere.
Look!
Rainbow light emits in the space between them. Their eyes goggle as the sphere fills with bright white sparkles.
The cage!
The Fury Sphere evaporates away, and their bodies are covered in shimmering golden light, transforming their wings and outfits. Both ladies now in colorful, strapless, knee-high dresses, with shoes that tie up with long ribbons.
Barbie! Raquel! Your wings!
Barbie flaps her rainbow wings.
Barbie! Your wings! They're incredible!
Yours, too! You're amazing, but I don't understand. What happened?
Remember at Wings and Things, Graylin said his and Rena's love is stronger than a passion fairy's anger.
Your forgiveness is stronger than her anger, too. It transformed the prison of a fury sphere to the freedom of wings. Real wings! Real wings!
Forgiveness lets you fly!
Raquel! Now we can get to the wedding!
Yes!
It's in the Grand Hall. We're right underneath it. Just fly up and you'll be there.
Hurry!
With a nod to each other, Barbie and Raquel flap their new wings, Raquel's various shades of purple, and soar upwards. At the ceremony, a pond with swans in it surrounds the golden platform in the center of a large room.
Do you, Ken, take Princess Graciella to be your lawfully wedded fairy wife?
As Graciella looks at him and winks, Ken scowls and keeps his lips tightly sealed. Zane, Crystal, and the other guests stand on a high circular balcony looking down on the proceedings. The officiant looks to the bride and groom awkwardly, then the princess performs her magic on Ken's mouth.
I do!
He grimaces.
Then, by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you...
I object!
You already objected. You can't object again.
I can, and I will. You're making a terrible mistake. Listen to your heart, Graciella. If you are any love potion, fight it. Please, let the human go and marry me.
Taylor gawks at the happy fairy guard stood next to her.
Please continue.
She pulls her hand away from Zane, who slowly stands, his brown eyes shining with sadness. His head bowed, he glances sadly at Ken, then walks away.
Then, by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you man and...
Wait! Stop the wedding!
Barbie! Raquel!
We object to this wedding! What? Can't a girl get a husband around here?
We object on the grounds that the princess is acting under the influence of a love potion.
Crystal backs away.
Again with this nonsense!
They dodge the blasts.
Cover me. I'm going to try to get to Graciella with the antidote.
Someone get them now!
Hey, everybody! Check out the new wings!
Raquel flying away from guard fairies, Barbie dodges another blast and flies on the outskirts of the round room, partially covered by its many arched entranceways. Ken hops in the way, blocking Graciella's shot. Raquel dive bombs down, the guards in hot pursuit.
Barbie, look out!
The princess flies up behind Barbie in the alcove, who dodges a close-range magic blast. Graciella flies into the main space, but Barbie is nowhere to be seen. A smiling Ken shrugs. Moving in wide circles above, Raquel begins batting at large hanging decorations. Colliding with the swinging decorations, the fairy guards are laid out on them. Hidden behind a waterfall, Barbie approaches Graciella from behind.
Graciella, look!
Barbie!
Grab her!
She's knocked over, and the two guards whiz down from the decorations.
Raquel, catch!
Barbie apprehended, Graciella takes aim.
No one interrupts my wedding!
Raquel flies down and knocks Graciella over, the bottle going flying.
The antidote!
Spotting her chance, Crystal flies after it. But Ken expertly catches it on the toe of his purple shoe.
Barbie! Heads up!
Barbie breaks free as Ken kicks the bottle up like a hacky sack. Flipping in the air, she catches it and heads to Graciella. Swooping down, she unstoppers the bottle.
Graciella, come back to me.
Zane grabs her hand. Giving Barbie time to pour the potion over her, her violet eyes turn back to blue, and Ken's chains break away. Crystal grimaces.
What? Where? A wedding dress?
Raquel and Barbie land nearby.
I remember everything! I think I hear my mom calling. Gotta fly!
Not just yet.
Crystal! You did give me a love potion, didn't you?
Crystal shrugs.
We were going through your fashion pictures, and then you gave me a drink, and that's when I saw... Oh, Len, I'm so, so sorry.
Ken, actually, but it's okay. I get the sense you weren't really yourself.
No, I wasn't. How could you? All I wanted was a chance with Zane. Not that it helped. He loves you no matter what.
I do.
Oh, Zane, I love you too.
Thank you for bringing her back to me.
Yes, thank you. Please, let me do something for you in return.
Release Carrie and Taylor from the dungeon and lift their banishment.
But they betrayed me. The three of us were friends, then they became so close they cut me out.
They don't remember it that way at all.
They don't?
Both Raquel and Barbie shake their heads. With a sparkling wave of her hand, Carrie and Taylor's fury sphere rises up from the dungeon.
Whee! That was fun!
Carrie and Taylor... Did you or did you not become best friends, then betray me by dropping me entirely?
No! We only spent time without you because you got so busy with royal duties you were never free.
But you stopped even inviting me to do things.
We were sure you'd say no, so we didn't try. That was a mistake. We're sorry. Can you forgive us?
If you can forgive me for reacting so badly instead of just talking to you and learning the truth.
You know, as long as there's all this forgiveness going around...
I'll forgive you, Crystal, after you pay for what you did. I think doing every single bit of cleaning after the wedding reception would be a fine punishment, don't you?
Did you say wedding reception?
Yes. I seem to remember you on one knee, asking me to marry you.
Is this a yes?
He smiles down at her.
Do you, Princess Graciella, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
Yes.
I now pronounce you fairy princess and husband.
As they share a passionate kiss, Crystal rolls her eyes. Carrie reaches into her purse, then throws sparkling confetti into the air, which rains down on the newlyweds. Two fairy guards present a sulking Crystal with a dustpan and broom, and Graciella rushes over to stand between Carrie and Taylor, the fairies smiling at each other, and Barbie and Raquel applauding and smiling at each other.
I've seen a lot of incredible things today, but nothing as weird as you guys acting like friends.
Pretty cool, right? Very cool, and almost as cool as our wings. Impressive, right?
Okay, now I'm getting a real complex.
They laugh at his tiny pink wings.
Wait, how are we going to go home when we have real live wings?
I don't know. Can we?
Of course you can. Your wings will disappear when you leave and magically reappear whenever you come back to Los Angeles.
Perfect! We'll come back all the time. Wait until we tell people about this place. They'll be swarming through the doors.
Wait. Can you keep the fairy secret?
The fairy secret is huge! We can't keep it to ourselves. The paparazzi will go nuts for it. It'll mean huge publicity for me and Barbie. It'll be great for our careers, am I right?
I don't know, Raquel.
Graciela glances at the fairies.
Let's not worry about it right now. After all, you might wake up in the morning and think this was all a dream.
A dream? There's no way. This has been the most incredible experience of my life. Oh, mine too. A magic land, fairies living in the human world,
horses with wings.
Nearly getting obliterated in a duel. I don't know. Maybe some things wouldn't be so bad to forget.
Later, Ken, Barbie, and Raquel float out of the yellow flower-like palace and down onto some grass next to a massive fountain.
It's been a great day, Graciela, but we should be getting back. Thank you all for everything.
Raising up her hands in a wide arc, a mass of white and pink glitter rains down on the visitors, and they all close their eyes. Barbie is laid out asleep on her bed. Blinking awake, she sits up and stretches. She looks out at the sky through her wall-to-ceiling bedroom windows, then gives a slightly confused look and shrugs her shoulders. She picks up her cell phone.
Ken! Yeah, everything's okay. I feel like I just had the weirdest dream. You did too? Yeah, Wally's. Half hour.
A colorful butterfly flaps outside. At Wally's?
I can't remember any of the details. It's like it's almost there, but I can't grab it.
My dream, too. But I know for sure your stylists were in it. Carrie and Taylor, right?
Yeah, Carrie and Taylor. They were in mine, too. Oh, it's weird, but the really weird thing is I have this incredibly strong feeling that in the dream, Raquel and I, we were friends.
Friends?
I know. Like she'd ever let that happen.
Hey! Mind if I join you? I had a feeling you were gonna be here.
Sure. Go ahead.
Raquel sits next to Barbie.
Really? You're not gonna sit with Ken and flirt with him?
Why would I do that? He's your boyfriend. Oh, super cute outfit. Where did you get it? What?
Nothing. It's just... you're being really nice to me. Believe me, I like it. It's just different.
I know. It's weird. I don't really get it either, but I had this dream last night, and I can't remember the details, but I woke up feeling like we're friends. Good friends.
I had a dream like that, too. Weird.
Very weird.
Hey! We thought we might catch the two of you here together. You did? We wanted to stop in and say goodbye. Goodbye? Where are you going?
We reconnected with an old friend, so we're going to spend some time in our hometown.
It was great hanging out with you both, though. We know we'll see you again.
Hanging out with you? But I barely even know you.
Look at the time! Gotta fly! Bye!
Bye!
Barbie gives Ken an awkward smile.
Wow, looks like your stylist skipped town. Guess we know one star who won't shine as brightly on the next red carpet.
Barbie grimaces.
Oopsie. Guess old habits die hard. Girlfriend.
Sat in a booth overlooking the ocean, the three friends laughed together, while outside, Carrie and Taylor scanned the parking lot for onlookers. They lean into the camera and with a finger to their lips, shush us. Then they twirl in a flourish of rainbow light, spreading wings. They whiz up high into the sky and through a fairy-shaped portal. audio description created by Iuno SDI Group. Written and narrated by Sarah Borges. Written by Elise Allen. Produced by Kylie Ellis. Senior producer, Tiffany J. Shuttleworth. Score by B.C. Smith. Production designer, Walter P. Martis-Hyas. Supervising producer, David Weeb. Executive producers, Rob Hudnut, Kim Dent Wilder. Directed by William Lau. Starring the voices of Barbie, Diana Corinne, Ken, Adrian Petru, Raquel, Britt Irvin, Carrie, Cassandra Morris, Taylor, Kate Higgins, Zane, Sylvia Poio, Crystal, Brittany Wilson, Princess Graciela, Alexandra Carter, Liliana Roxelle, Nicole Oliver, Tracy Klinger, Barb Tyson, Renee, Candace Churchill, Graylin, Nathaniel DeVoe, Wedding Officiant, Michael Dobson, Fitting Room Attendant, Nicole Oliver. Animation Director, Colin Alexson. Casting Agent, Voice Box Productions, Vancouver, British Columbia. Voice Director, Terry Klassen. Recording Studio, Coco Productions Incorporated, Vancouver, British Columbia. Post-Production Audio, Sharp Sound Studios Incorporated, North Vancouver, British Columbia. Orchestral score performed by the Northwest Sinfonia, recorded at Studio X, Seattle. Orchestrator, Giuseppe Nini. Conducted by David Sabe. Music editor, Brian Rickerson. Song, Can You Keep a Secret? Written by Amy Powers, Gianni Lurie, Gabriel Mann, and Rob Hudnut. Produced by Gabriel Mann. Performed by Christina. Published by Mattel Rhapsody, ASCAP. Courtesy of Mattel Incorporated. Copyright 2011, Mattel Incorporated. All rights reserved. A quote, forgiveness lets you fly. Barbie.